Israeli forces have raided the offices of several Palestinian human rights organisations that it previously designated as terrorist organisations. Israel says some of the groups have funneled donor aid to Palestinian fighters. The organisations deny this. Last year, the Israel army banned the groups, accusing them of funneling money to an organisation called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Nine European nations, including the UK, Germany and France, have criticised the ban. They say Israel hasn't produced evidence to back up its claim. Well, let's bring in Shawan Jabbar, and he's the director of the Al-Haq Human Rights Group, which was raided by Israeli forces. He joins me now from Ramallah. Thank you very much for being on the program. First of all, can you explain what happened during the raid on your offices? What exactly was taken?
Look, early morning today, our offices were raided in Ramallah. We heard about that in the early morning, you know, from neighbors and from others in surplus. When we came, you know, we found that the people, they were in the street at that moment, you know, throwing stones at soldiers and just to try to making clash with them when they invaded organizations. They came to the office and they removed the sealed metal, you know, on the door. And we entered the office easily. We found that they broken doors inside the office. Any closed door, they broken it, and they entered, you know, there just looking at the files and dropping some files, you know, on the floors. That's, you know, what happened. Until today, we assess which things that we lost there. If they confiscate anything, we haven't found anything yet, which it doesn't mean that they didn't take things. But in other organizations, like the Women Committee, the Palestinian Women Committee, and also BISAN and other organizations, they confiscated everything, the equipment, folders, documents, and even chairs and tables. They left nothing at the organization. You know, they cleaned completely the organizations. They brought big trucks and they took it. I think main aim behind that is another atrocity that the Israeli carried out against the civil society organizations with the aim to silence us and not to let us doing our work, monitoring what's going on, calling for accountability, going after, you know, their criminals, I mean politicians, security, military criminals before the International Criminal Court. That's, I think, what's the main aim. Beside also the issue of now Israel in election campaign, I can say they started their campaign with the receipt that the Palestinians, you know, paid in from their blood in Gaza and also in the West Bank raided the villages, towns, cities, killing people on a daily basis. And part of that also is the civil society, just to show that they are more aggressive than the previous government. And this is for also the campaign. That's, I think, in my point of view. Another message is to the European countries to say you have to stop funding and supporting the organizations because the European countries, they didn't and they haven't, you know, agreed with the Israelis on their allegations and their informations. They provided to them nothing. That's the case. And they declared, you know, many main and major and leading countries in Europe that they will continue their support to the civil society organizations and mainly to the six organizations. That's the case. This is message, I think, to the also there's another message to the Palestinian side to say that we are the only authority here. We can do everything we want against the people, against the land, against natural resources, against you as an authority, and also against the civil society. That's, I think, the message. Work in human rights is not a joke for us. We do believe this is a faith. This is belief. We will continue doing our work, and we know that the Israelis, they can carry out actions against persons, against us. They can kill, they can arrest, they can do, but they can't stop us doing our work to fight against impunity and the culture of impunity and to fight for justice and equality and the human rights and the principles of international.
Just on that, how are you able to continue now? Are you still going to be able to operate?
I am working. talking. At this moment, I'm speaking to you from the office behind my computer and doing this work. Many calls I received, you know, from many people, from many agencies, from many groups. They said, our office is open before you guys. If you need anything, if you need computers, if you need anything, space, offices, we are here, we are ready. Even funding, we are ready to fund you. This is, you know, our people, how they reacted to that. Hundreds of people, they were gathered today at the office, in front of the office, including the PLO Executive Committee members. The Prime Minister, he came also to the office to show his support, his solidarity, and many other ministers, they contacted and they called, even people from outside. After I finished the interview with you, I have a meeting with the head of delegation of EU in Palestine, and also all of the European ambassadors. They will come to the office to meet with us and to show their solidarity, and also other ambassadors from Latin America. This is, you know, how we receive, you know, people.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Shalon Jabarin from Al Haq Human Rights Group.